That's weird. I didn't get the normal thing. Okay. All right. We will call the meeting to order. It's 4:05 p.m. This is a special meeting, only to essentially discuss Building 27. We can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So,
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag,
to the flag,
United
United
States of
States. Oh, I
America,
muted, sorry.
to the
To
Republic for
the
which it
Republic for which it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty and
liberty,
justice
liberty,
for
and
all.
justice for all.
Sorry, I think I hit mute right at the beginning. Okay, I don't believe we have any public comments. So let's just go into the new business. So I was not able to attend the walkthrough, so I'm going to turn it over either to Joel or Ken, since you guys, I think we're both there, if you want to sort of take up the matter and tee it up.
Sure, I'll do it. So, for no reason. So we walked through the Building 27, which is a mirror of every other building on our campus, and it had been partially renovated years ago for the Ithaca project, but that work kind of stopped. There were two ways to continue working on it, which was gut it and start from scratch, or continue with the semi-gut, which is removing the walls we don't want, but using the existing power and light and walls and windows and such. And the architectural sketch we were given was that second option, which was significantly cheaper. We did a full walkthrough, looked at the spaces, the allocation for classrooms. What used to be DuPont offices would become classrooms. Some would be two offices become one large classroom. All the classroom sizes was looked comparable to the existing spaces we use everywhere else. It was good use of space. There's only so much you can do with that footprint. The corner spaces, which are the open and flexible spaces, for gym or VR or whatever, don't need a great deal of work done to them now. We don't have to decide what the permanent use would be for them. It's more get them ready for that shared use common space. Except for the cafeteria, which of course makes sense. Joel, that's all I could think of as far as comments.
Yeah, I think you pretty much summed up most of my recollection of the walkthrough. A couple details though that were mentioned that I think is worth mentioning here is in terms of the end product, I guess the total layout is essentially going to mirror the layout of the existing buildings. Once the work is done, walking through there is going to be pretty familiar to anybody who's used to the other buildings as well. I think there were a couple of tweaks based on and Jeff, you can keep me honest here. Couple tweaks like where the hallways were going to be positioned to try and maximize some classroom space from where the other buildings are. I think I recall that being mentioned. And I think that was particularly on the second level. Then we wouldn't have those columns in the middle of the hallway. They would actually end up being inside the classrooms. That might be consistent with the other second floors as well.
Yeah, you're
That's
spot on. I think they were trying
okay.
to minimize that where they can, knowing that those columns really, without significant investment, aren't movable, and some of them are load bearing. So fitting them in classrooms where they can, or if it's split in the hallways in certain areas, it's one of those things that it's you're making lemonade out of lemons with some areas of that.
I think the only other thing that stands out of note is the building 26 or 27 is about 3 feet lower. It's on a different grade than the existing lower school. And there was a hydraulic lift that was originally there from DuPont that is going to be retained and in use specifically for making sure like food cafeteria items are able to make their way in and out for efficient lunches and whatnot.
That
to kind
makes
of like
sense.
bridge that gap between the two buildings.
And then the main entrance would remain where it currently is, which is facing the little circle, for lack of a better term, along the railroad tracks, just for access for students or parents to the office, not really for unloading and loading buses, because we don't want buses to get stuck in that circle.
Got it.
That'd be a really tight turn for a bus.
And you can't, and you're not allowed to back buses up.
Nope, no 3-point turns in that turnaround.
Thanks for that, guys. So I think what we need to put for a vote is the approval of the architecture plans. Before we do that, any discussion or questions from other board members, or are we ready for, maybe feel free to make a motion if we're ready to move forward.
I think we should move forward. We are going to be able, when we finish that building, to decongest two or three of our other buildings, which is so crucial and important. So I think we should move forward with it.
So we have a move, or a motion from Eva. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I second.
I second. Costa's got it.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, we can vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passes. The plans are approved and we can move forward. I think the permitting process is next. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Any other new business for today?
No, just thankful to Elias and Jeff. I had this guy because of my overlap with my teaching. Yes, I'm really just things like the new building and in conjunction with the field, the stadium, really is going to give a new perspective school. And I like what I saw. We may go with, oh, this detail, that detail. This can be taken care. It's not something major so far. And I don't hear anybody having any major. So I don't. And I see that so far, whatever I saw was satisfying. And that's the only thing we pray and we hope that we're going to proceed according to the plan and whatever presented to us.
Thanks, Costas. Anyone else?
Good luck with the county.
Yeah, good luck. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move. We adjourn.
I second.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank
I don't
you
think
all.
Anyone's opposed.
Ellen,
all right. Thanks, everyone.
Ellen, next meeting is going to be on the third Wednesday of this month, which is
it should
week.
Be on the
next Wednesday.
Is that?